Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Hoodoo Voodoo Education and Roots Workshop. Yes, this is your host, Queen Dee, and I'm back! It is great to be speaking with you all again. I know that there were some intense topics from last week, and I hope that you all have thought about it. I want to thank all of my listeners and all of my followers. I even thank the newcomers that are listening in to this show today. You are very much appreciated. And you know what I always say about a simple. Open, open, kiss, kiss. That's what you can do. Now, speaking of that, again, like I said a long time ago, I stopped saying it. But if you sit there and constantly listen to things that you don't want to listen to, but you want to see what's going to be seen, and watch things that you don't want to watch so that you can have something to talk about, then you are wasting your time. And that's the truth. I mean, stop doing it, because that's time that you probably be going, reading, whatever you do. I don't want to get into what people do. Okay. Now, we always start out with real talk. Oh, first of all, I hope that your week has gone well and all your weekend was good. You know, we have bad weather in some places, and I hope that everybody is safe and warm. Okay, real talk. We're going to talk about cleaning up. And not, well, regular cleaning up and spiritual cleaning up. Okay, keeping it clean is a godly thing. Cleanliness is a godly thing. See, regular cleaning is keeping everything out of the way. Picking up what you put down. And I say it for a reason. Picking up what you put down. See, cleanliness is godliness. You don't know who's going to come to your home. You don't know what's going to happen. Not only your home, your body, your car, everything. Cleanliness is godliness. If you have spiritual work going, how in the world do you expect anything to come through if you have dirt? Oh, dirt. Okay, spiritual cleansing. Same thing. You spiritually cleanse your house. But when you're doing this right here, the voodoo, the witchcraft, the whatever's involved, clean up behind yourself. Because you don't know who's coming. Everyone does not need to know what you are doing.
And I think that is number one. That is top priority right here. Cleaning up. Greed. Let's go into greed. Spiritual work to get your business going. Spiritual work for good luck, good fortune. And money, okay? But when you get that blessing and you say, this is not enough, I need more, then that's greed. Greed is filthiness. So clean it up. Be thankful for what you receive. Be thankful for what you have. You accept the small things into your life. Big things are coming.
Now, that's a point that I got across. And I'm going to talk about the church today. I can't help it. I'm not going to talk about it right now. Okay, using. Because, all these things have an antidote. And you know what kind of antidote I'm talking about. A spiritual antidote. Whatever it may be. Oh, yes. Using. Example. you know that someone does not like you. And they think that you're trying to gain brownie points with them when really you are not. And they volunteer you for something that you really do not want to do. They're using you then so that they won't have to do the job that they are supposed to. And I can give you an example of it. Say a person, Sally, has friends, and her friend's parents do not like her or whatever. One day they start calling, well, can you do this? But Angel, okay, you do whatever you can for Angel, but these people really don't care about Angel at all. So they got to find somebody to use to get what they want. See, people smile in your face, and they are not your friends. They smile in your face, but they're not for you. But they need something done. They will act as if they're the sweetest people in the world. Regardless of how you feel, this is put on you. It's like volunteering somebody, and you should not volunteer people to do things. If you want something done, ask. Don't volunteer anybody to do anything. Now, that would tee me off just like it would tee you off. You never know what that person has to do. But see, out of the goodness of Sally's heart, she seeks out to do these things. Okay, knowing that she's not feeling too well herself. Well, Sally may have an antidote already ready for you. Let's say if that antidote was already set, let's say the trick has already been set for a certain person to stay away. It's working because this person that's being nice to you has gotten on your nerves at some point. And you laid the trap for them to stay away. Well, they can't come. And if they come anyway, it's going to be a mess. If they come anyway, it's going to be a backfire in their face. So you can expect that. If you are doing work, voodoo, witchcraft, all of the above, and this trick has been laid with a simple aid, then when they come, things are going to happen. See, if death is going on in the family and this trap has been laid, then it's going to be more tragedy within. People are not thinking. And the issue with racism, there's a big issue with racism. Everybody has their phoniness about them. Everybody has their smiles on their faces. But still, there's racism. And that's with everybody, whites, blacks, Chinese, Puerto Ricans, Iranians, everything. And the majority of our stores, sadly enough, are not owned by Americans. It is owned by other cultures. And that's sad. It was an ad out that said, buy American, stop buying foreign merchandise. Well, how can you stop buying foreign merchandise when everywhere you look, there are foreign stores? And it has gotten so bad now here in this country that they are here for a takeover. Everybody is trying to gain power. That's the point right there, trying to gain power. Let's speak about that. Gaining power is not just controlling everything. Gaining power could be simply for a situation. Situation with your neighbors, situation with your family, situation with the law. I mean, different things. But there are people that really feel that they can rule the earth. And nobody rules the earth, really.
They have titles here, but they don't rule the earth. God rules the earth. Okay. Back to what I was saying, trying to rule. You can't do that. So let's slide to something else. Yes, everyone, I am so sorry. That was on my end. I was talking about ruling. You do not rule the earth. God does. And just pause in a moment. Think about that. Okay, I'm so sorry. I'm having bad weather here. But I'm back on point. Okay, let's move on into a different subject. Let's just move on into, into our eclipse that we have had the other day. You know, the eclipse that we had, I said the eclipses are a good time to do things. Anything, whether it's good or evil, you can do it. I will be talking about workers' woes, so just hold on. We're going to get into that. But the eclipse, it gives us power, the power of the moon. There's the power of the sun, the power of the moon. Okay. Now, working with the eclipse, whether solar or lunar, is a good thing. And it brings fast results. We have on the march meteor shower, and that's good wish work. Wish work is where you set your wishes for things. I would like to bring up a conjure tip for keeping below, away, and that's red devil lie. Red devil lie keeps the law away. Okay, I'm not going to give you the full conjure tip, but it is set at certain angles in your yard, and it keeps the law away, along with other things that you have to do. I would suggest that you talk with your worker about that. All right. That's one conjure tip. Second conjure tip. I have mentioned it. Cinnamon, ginger, but chamomile. Chamomile is a lucky wash that you wash your hands in before going out to win money, regardless of what you're doing to win it. Chamomile strengthens money spells. Any money work that you're doing, add chamomile, especially ginger. Now, cinnamon is some of it, but those two ingredients that I have mentioned, please add it, because it's going to make your results come very fast. All right. That's another one. That's tip two. Okay, let's talk about the beggars again like I did last week. Some of you are worried about losing friendship with someone that's begging you all the time. You're not going to lose friendship with them because a beggar will always come back. And there is a hoodoo trick that can be done to ensure if you are lending somebody something that you get it back. There's sassafras and there's a hare. I'm not going to say from where, because that's a trick that your worker may want you to do differently. It may be something else from this person that they want you to use. See, always consult your worker. Always keep the lines of communication open because you never know what you may need or what we may need to do. That's what I'm getting across right now. Okay, I have spoken about churches, which I am so tired of speaking of. We know that some of them are fake, fine, good, whatever. They have to answer to God. Okay, folklore. Well, it's not folklore. This is true. Those of you dreaming of those black snakes, any kind of snake in a dream is an enemy, whether you kill it or not. I want to say that. Oh, so if I dream of a snake that I killed it, okay, you killed that enemy in that dream, but you didn't kill that enemy in real life yet. And that's where you need us. The black snake is the worker. So that means someone is going to the worker. But any other snakes you see, that is your enemy. And if you dream, I'm talking about dreams, if you are dreaming, coming to visit you and talking to you through a microphone or through a telephone, you best believe there's something that they're doing. It can be people that you think that are your friends that's doing this. You would be surprised what people have up their sleeves. You would be surprised at what jealousy people hold for you. So, that is something to beware of. Like I said in my broadcast, and I'm sorry that this broadcast was interrupted, but and my broadcast, I speak of the things that may hurt you and of the things that can help you. And what can help everybody right now is to be aware. Be aware of your surroundings, especially at home. Before you even step out the door, just take a look. Even look at your door after you go out. There have been some sightings of some very evil things outside of the door. Okay, the ones that pick and prod. You pick and you pick and you pick all day. But when things happen to you, you claim that you don't do anything. I'm not doing anything to anybody. Why would this happen to me? You know exactly what you did. So it's coming back on you. And lying on somebody is not a good idea. Saying that somebody is doing witchcraft and they're not, that's not a good idea. That's gossip. That's slander. And there are rituals that can be used for this. Oh, our lodestone can be used in this type of ritual. There's many different steps. If I were to name all of them, we would be here until 6 o'clock in the morning. What fun time and how time goes. I want everybody to think about their goal and what they want to achieve. Think about it real hard. I bet one or two of your goals you can't achieve it. The majority of you. You can't achieve it because you've been blocked. You've been hexed. That's a sad thing. I'm bringing up a situation. It is a sad thing when people set out to take your livelihood away. Say that you are a truck driver, and men and women are truck drivers. Okay, and something happens all of a sudden, and your job is gone. But you don't know what you did to lose your job. That's a sad thing. You have jealousy. More than likely, you have jealousy. I know that in some states, there's the right to fire. But some of the ways that people get fired, it's not natural. And I And that's just like doctor's appointments. You have symptoms, and you go to the doctor, and guess what? The doctor finds nothing wrong with you. You have the symptoms again. You go to another doctor. That doctor finds nothing wrong with you. You keep going to the doctor, and nothing's wrong. Then you think about conjure, witchcraft, and who you have been around and who you have been talking to. I know that people, some of you are excited about what you get. I know some of you are excited about the things that happen in your life. I know that you are. But guess what? The people that you're telling are not, they're jealous. See, people can go out and do the same thing, but they have to hate on other people. Well, real nice. You keep on doing what you do. Always stay protected is what I say. That's a rap song. That's how. If you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping. Well, if you don't have people that's jealous of you, then something is wrong. You have a whole slew of it, and you know exactly who you are. Whole slew of people that are jealous, thinking that you have more than what you have. People get jealous over shoes, food, cars, everything. And more than likely, you're in a struggle just like they are. There's so many bad things going on out here. And as for that, you're asking someone about good advice, but all they can tell you is about ill will, talking about people. You watch that. You can get bad things anywhere, bad words anywhere. But who's going to tell you anything good? So the best thing that you do is research yourself, find out yourself. Don't go by what everybody else tells you to do. Here's an issue that some people have. You have people that would rather stay at home. This is something else. You'd rather stay at home with your family. But you got people out there interfering, saying that you can't come out the house, especially if you're living with your family. You can't come out the house. Your mother's there. You this, you that. Okay, you don't listen to that. Just because you're not out there hoeing around in the street and doing drugs, then that makes you a bad person. No, it does not. There's no conduct is needed for that. Only to make them shut up. That's the only conduct that's needed for that. And watch a person that always wants to keep up with your every move. Every move you make. Oh, yeah, it's still in. Okay. Are you still at home? Are you at work? What are you doing? Never tell anybody exactly what you're doing. We've come to this in this world. You can't trust. Even if it's been your friend since kindergarten, you don't put too much trust in it. People change over time. During this episode, and I apologize for the interruption, but during this episode, I have given you good conjure tips. Two good ones. And that's all I'm giving out today. Because I see, I see this week, people are looking for things. But nothing. Workers woe. Workers out here, I'm talking to you. Watch the clients. Some of them are not clients. We do things a different way, but when they come to your place of business, when they come to your domain, watch them. Don't even allow bathroom. Tell them before they get there, there's no bathroom. Make sure you use the bathroom before you get in. Watch their movements, everything that they do. And make sure everything is close at hand where you don't leave them in the room. Because we have a lot of
seeds at hand. That's the advice that I have to give to my workers today. And to all you disrespectful people out here who think that you can get over on people like us, I feel sorry for you. Because we may get a little teed off at you. I don't want to say a bad word today, but we'll get a little teed off at you, and things may happen that you don't understand, but we'll understand it because you tried to do this to us, of all people. We're here to help, not to harm you. Okay, I think that I've set things straight in short sentences today. And I want to see, can I set up extra timing for this show? So, because there's so much to cover, I'm sorry, there's so much to cover. Everything is scattered about today. I wanted to get as much in as I could because there's a lot of things that you all out there need to hear. Everybody is trying. Well, the good people are trying, but the bad people are trying to bring you down. And some of you have been in bad luck so long, and you're out of it or getting out of it. You don't know. It's like you're trapped in a jar, but you don't know when to fly out. You don't even know the lid is off. So look around you, people. Look around you. Things are looking brighter. Yes, it's time for you to fly. And fly high. Because your work has been done. Oh, one more thing. Working witchcraft and voodoo together. Because you have seen a sentence online. Because you have seen a paragraph. What a good idea. It's not a good idea for you. You need to consult the worker. What is a few dollars compared to your life? This is your life because if you are infected in one area of your life, that is everything. Everything is messed up. Yes, there's cleansings to do, but there's other things to do. And we need to work in unison. Just like I said, work together. And some people don't believe in it. We tell you what to do, and you have to do the job, or you don't do it at all. But you're whining. This happened to me, that happened to me. Do you know why? It's because you didn't do what you were supposed to do. You listen carefully. And if you have questions, please ask. Asking is a good thing, too, if you didn't know. That's what we are here for. So, we are nearly at the end of this episode, and I would like to tell my family how much that I love them and that I am proud of them. And for all of the rest of you, take all of my words with you this week. God bless you. I love you.